We'll start with a hymn that Philip will introduce.
One of the wonderful things about the hymnal is that hymns all have a meter, and many hymns share the same meter. So this evening, we're going to begin and close with you singing the words of one hymn to the melody of a different hymn. So if you would turn, please, your words are hymn 561 for this opening. And I will play the melody, and you will have no trouble knowing what to do.
I've been cleaning out my drawers after 5 years at Holden, and I'm having a very hard time getting rid of stuff. Paul and I came out from Wisconsin 5 years ago with one carload of stuff that he and Julia drove out. Julia's our daughter. And I flew out with another bag, and it's going to be very hard to drive back to Wisconsin with just one carload of stuff. Here at Holden Village, we have the luxury, or sometimes the curse, of a room in the basement of the hotel where you can go and pick up things or leave things behind. And you'd be surprised at what you can find there. The minute you need something, it's almost always there. Its most common name is Potty Patrol. It came to it because housekeepers will, after departures, sweep through the bathrooms, and sometimes they pick up things that people leave behind. But it also is a depository for everything that, all kinds of stuff that people leave. When we came to Holden, I used to say that the people who were here the longest were the best dressed, and I think I've now disproved that theory. But some of our wonderful staff people prove that resourceful and often beautiful use can be made of what's no longer needed. I had a drawer full of t-shirts, most of which I brought here from someplace else, which I didn't start going through until summer began. And now I have to decide which shirts to get rid of. And it's hard because clothes accumulate stories and associations, particularly maybe T-shirts and things like that. We wear our T-shirts next to our skin, and they seem almost to become part of us. And we have feelings about clothes. They mean things to us. I learned that at Holden in my 20s when an item of clothing that used to belong to a friend would almost be able to evoke that person's presence if I wore it somewhere else. But I can't keep all the clothes that I have feelings about. So I brought some of my T-shirts from my drawer tonight, not necessarily to give them away, though that might happen, but to think about what they mean and where they've been and who they might connect me with. Okay, I'll start off with my Sierra Nevada T-shirt. Mm-hmm. We often get status by knowing famous and important people. And among my Lutheran friends, having a brother who's a brewmaster gives me more distinction than if I were related to a rock star or a famous theologian. Here's one of the Emmanuel Lutheran church shirts. Actually, I had to borrow this from Will Childs because I had already gotten rid of mine. It says, prayer changes things, prayer changes us. It says both, actually. And this is from our little congregation in Wisconsin, because once we came out here, people started sending us shirts. I think they wanted us to remember that we were part of them, too. So here's Emma's Hope. That's also from this congregation. Emma was 2 when she contracted, or when she got a very rare form of cancer, and she's now 13. So every year there is a walk for Emma and all those suffering from childhood cancer. Okay, here's one of my Harborview Cafe shirts. Harborview Cafe is the restaurant that Paul, Tom, and I owned for 25 years. And this one, although it's not the prettiest shirt, has a great quote. It says, indefinable in its eccentricity. That's by Adam Platt of the Minneapolis St. Paul magazine. And a couple other people have these in the village, too. Peter Thompson has one, and Carly has one, too, Carly Brook. Now, this is a new Harborview shirt. 5 years after we sold it to some of our staff people. And this 30-year shirt for the Harborview reminds me that I am not indispensable, because I've already given this one away. I had to borrow it back. Here's my Lillehammer Olympics shirt. Julia and I were so lucky to be able to go before the 94 Olympics at Lillehammer to be part of a children's peace festival. It was marvelous. She was 11. And here is Julia's Safe Walk T-shirt from the University of Wisconsin at Madison. And this is great because I can remember when I worry about my kids they're safe, too. People are watching them. Julia was even a bodyguard. She walked people home at night. Okay, here's my Stockholm shirt, because Catherine's not back to school camp shirt already got away from me. I put it in potty patrol too soon. But she has one of these, too, so that reminds me of her. Okay, here's another Emma's Hope T-shirt, because those walks just keep coming. Oh, here's my Rookery Blues, my Rookery State College shirt, Paul Bunyan's alma mater. How many of you know novelist John Hassler, who died not too long ago? Right. Well, John was a regular visitor to our restaurant, and because he was the best-selling author, we started giving him shirts. And so when he and his wife started producing limited edition T-shirts, they would give us some. Okay, here's my emergency egress. Fire of 2007 shirt. Summer theme was come and see, so these clever staff people made shirts that said come and flee. All right. Okay, here's my Got Jesus shirt. Another gift from Emmanuel Lutheran. I actually wore this to a Holden board meeting once and was worried that this was early on. I was worried that people would think I was some kind of, you know, kind of fundamentalist person, but I thought, I cannot be afraid of the gospel. I cannot be ashamed of the gospel. I will wear this shirt. And finally, one more. This is my Worship is Life shirt. Another one from the congregation from our former pastor in Stockholm, in Pepin. Worship is Life. It shows some guitar chords that will play let just about any guitar player play almost any song. Well, not quite, but most of them. Okay, back to the passage from Romans. You know what? I didn't read it the first time, did I? Okay. This is what I meant to read before I started showing off my shirts. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this age, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Although some people accuse St. Paul of promoting a Greek mind-body or spirit-matter dualism, this passage seems to me to suggest a unifying of the whole person to be accomplished through a giving up what's closest and most certain about us as a living sacrifice, a deliberate placing of ourselves in the path of God's will, a deliberate letting go of control as we entrust our very bodies to God, whose will for us is mercy and all that is true and winsome and praiseworthy, all that is excellent, all that is lovely. This is not about our clothes. It's about us. But it's fun to think about giving up clothing as a very rough illustration of giving our very selves to be renewed, even transformed by new life. It's fun to give away our clothes and see them on a friend or to pick up something from Potty Patrol that already has a story. It's kind of like new wine into old wineskins, or at my age, it's like old wine into less old wineskins. Sonia Batalden knows how to take three or four shirts and make them into one new, really cool shirt. Should ask her about that. So the hymn lyrics we're singing tonight are clothed in different melodies, and this is a way of waking up those familiar songs and giving them new life too. Just as lucky old clothes get a second or third wind on the body of a new wearer. I wondered if anybody would be bothered by losing the beloved familiar tune on the Marty Haugen hymn we sang, until Philip started and I realized, you know, you can always have that back, but that was really fun. That really gave that hymn a new hearing. But the renewing of our minds requires a shedding of the old, a breaking open of the familiar, being broken so that new life can be born. So a few sound bites or t-shirt-worthy phrases from that Romans passage. Mercies of God, a living sacrifice. Do not be conformed, be transformed. The renewing of your mind. Good, acceptable, and perfect. The will of God, new life. Amen. Amen. Another song, Maestro.
Use the words in 807. You will recognize
Go in peace, be a joyful and lively sacrifice. Thanks be to God.